7-Eleven.
Oh, hey, 7-Eleven. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the International Space Station up here in space. We're orbiting the Earth right now, and we're right above your store. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling from the International Space Station.
Yeah?
Up here in space. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Are you surprised to be getting a call from space?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, most people are.
I would imagine.
Yeah, yep. So NASA, they're letting us do this thing today where we get to eat civilian food.
Nice.
So we're going to be ordering from you. Is that possible? You know, we'll give you a tip and everything.
You have to come pay for it first.
Well, no, we're going to lower a bucket from...
Love it. Ma'am, no, I don't think we can do that, but it sounds pretty cool.
No, ma'am, it's definitely possible. It's technology invented by SpaceX. You know, they can do anything. We're going to be lowering a bucket.
I believe they can, but I can't do anything without money first because they're big beanies here.
Ma'am, there's going to be money in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
Dur.
Okay.
You'll take the money out, and then you will put our merchandise into the bucket. You will. You have to seal it up really tight so it doesn't explode on the way back up.
Well, I appreciate the offer, but I have to, say no not this time.
You're going to say no to an astronaut. You're going to say no to the United States of America.
I am.
You're kind of a dick. You're being kind of a dick to the United States of America.
I'm not a dick. I don't have one of those.
You don't have
I
what?
A dick.
Oh, you don't have a dick? Tell me more about this. Explain to me how you don't have a dick.
Well, you know, I am female, so I don't have one.
What do you have in place of a dick, ma'am?
Pure love.
Pure love. That's
pure
weird.
Love.
I kind of want to see that, to be honest. Is it just like staring into a glowing void vortex thing of some sort?
I gotta go, though. But thank you. That made my day. I appreciate it.
All right. You made my day, too, even though we don't get snacks up here now. Thanks to you.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station.
Okay, how can I help you?
I dropped my socket wrench.
And I found this network of tunnels.
I think they're breaking the rules.
Kiss my ass!
And we're beaming high power lasers down and trying to hit the satellite dishes.
That's understandable.
You're not supposed to have any of those.
You can see a couple from up here. I was doing a spacewalk. I dropped my high-powered lasers.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. Today is November 25th, 2018, and this is episode 513. It's brought to you by DeLorean Jackson, Matt Z., Pat D., Jason B., and the Real Crazy Kraz. Thanks to those people, I'm doing more shows than you can keep up with. You can thank them for that, because they support me on the Patreon. And that reminds me, I found this old email from a supporter named SP Link, and he reminded me of an important policy that we have here at the Snowplow Show, which is that if you laugh at least 3 times during a show, you are required to support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. So open up that URL while you're listening and keep track of how many times you laugh. And if it's at least 3 times, then you need to go ahead and support the show. Any amount you want, it's fine. Just do $1 if you want, but I would suggest $5, since that will get you an extra show every single week and access to a giant archive of private shows, private prank call shows. Who wouldn't want that? Thank you to the new supporters, Wheat Fat, David W., Kevin, LJ, B., Brett, D., and Omni. They've signed up for the Patreon lately, and most of them are getting an extra show every single week. Before we get started today, I need to say a quick thank you to Jeff, who made that intro song that you just heard. He said, "Today, I made this Chuck Pemberton theme song that I think is pretty decent." He sent me some other things too, but so far I like this one the best. Maybe I'll use the other ones later. But just remember, it's Chuck Pemberton. It's not Tuck Pendleton. That's ridiculous. It's Chuck Pemberton. Thank you, Jeff, for making that theme song. Buster Casey made us some new t-shirt designs for Christmas. They kind of look like the, you know, Christmas sweaters, and they say Happy Hobo Days on them, and they have, you know, the Bell logo and the cactus and a reindeer and some trees. And Spreadshirt doesn't seem to sell sweaters, but I at least put the design on a long sleeve shirt and a short sleeve shirt. But, you know, there's a long sleeve shirt. It seems like it's limited by what colors you can use, you know, what color of shirt, because I tried making it into a red shirt and the colors didn't work too well with that. So it's a black sweater, but that's okay. Most of you wear nothing but black anyway. So if you want to see those are at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. I'm definitely going to be getting one for myself pretty soon. I'll have a link to those in the show notes. On today's show, it's going to be the live show that I did for Pranksgiving. Pretty much every year over at Prank Call Nation, they do a full 24 hours of live prank shows. And we did that this year. I got a middle of the night shift. It was a lot of fun. I got up at about 3:15 in the morning after maybe sleeping for about 2 hours so that I could be ready by 4. And I did a 4 in the morning till 7 in the morning shift. And I called up convenience stores on the East Coast and malls on the East Coast. And I pretended to be the mall Santa and I hit on some girls. I did some Carrot Top visiting stores again. It didn't go as well as last time, but it was fun trying. I got convenience store clerks to clap in people's faces to wake them up. Because, you know, it's early in the morning. Gotta make sure they're awake. And what else? I can't remember what all happened. I know we were able to activate Operation Dex and Slayer, so that was fun. All of that's coming up here pretty soon. First, just a reminder, though, you need to listen to all of the other shows from Pranksgiving. If you look at the Prank Call Nation's Mixler, which is mixler.com/prankcallnation/showreel, you'll see the archives of most of the other shows that happened during Pranksgiving. Like, right before me, the Super Phone Brothers were on with Lux, and I only caught the last half hour of their show, but they were rap battling people, you guys. Like, they were actually calling people and convincing them to have a rap battle with them. It was pretty amazing. I really need to listen to the rest of their show. It was 2 hours long. I only got the last half hour. Before them, the Green Beast was on, and before him, Carlito was on. I think Carlito didn't put his show up on the show reel for some reason. And then after me was Jag TV, then we had Party Time with Laugh Track Matt and Zax. I managed to tune in to the last hour of Party Time because I woke up in the middle of it. And when I woke up, they had Murdoch on. Remember Murdoch? And I called in for the last hour of it, I think. It was fun. Dark Stranger was on. I think Carlito was on. Who else was there? I can't remember. And Dwight was on after that. I think I listened to pretty much all of his show while I played GTA and tried to wake up. And then after Dwight was the G-Ad show. His Art of Phone Larking / Calls of Mass Confusion thing. Kind of a goodbye to the Calls of Mass Confusion. Everyone should definitely go watch that. It's a video-based show, and we did some final Calls of Mass Confusion pranks, you know, on Skype, just like we did last year. But I think last year we did the things that were in the stores. But it was Dwight and G-Ad and Carlito and Pat, most importantly Pat, and Carol was on. She was hanging out in her kitchen. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, too, if you want to watch that. I did 3 hours of a live show in the middle of the night, and it looks like I managed to condense that down into an hour and 46 minutes. So here it is. Here's my Pranksgiving show.
All right, guys. We're getting close to the end of our block, right? For the,
sure
the Prank
are.
Call Nation show.
Up next, the one, the only, Brad Carter, RBCP, Roy Gerbel.
It's a good connection, baby. Rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, rock. The telephone. Hey, put that booth down.
Whoa, that was an abrupt ending. So you know all that silence you guys were listening to for the past, I don't know, 10 minutes or so? I thought I was on the air, just playing songs while I got things ready. But no. I had to log into the Mixler for the Prank Call Nation, and I guess that reset the sound thing. So I was broadcasting on the Shoutcast, just not on the Mixler. Not on Carlito's Shoutcast, just on my own Shoutcast. Yeah, I did 7 calls. That's what Cody No Name says. It's true. I've been doing pranks this whole time. But I got to hear the last 30 minutes of the Super Phone Brothers show. That was fun. They rap battled. I told them I'd probably try and make it on their show, and I failed. I was sleeping fitfully. I feel like crap right now, by the way. And I don't really have much of a plan. I've been looking for numbers. I got a list here that SP Link sent me. Man, when did he send me this? A long time ago. Back in May. Back in May, he just subscribed to the Patreon and bought a coin. Can't wait to get it. He loves the Snowplow Show, makes the long drives to work for work a lot easier. An old show said if I laughed three times, I had to donate to the Patreon, and I did. I'm going to go back and listen to the Super Phone Brothers, by the way, because like the 30 minutes I heard was them rap battling people over the phone, like calling up people and rap battling them, and it actually worked. That was amazing. I kind of tuned out in the middle of Carlito's show last night, trying to sleep. I guess I missed the Green Bee 2 hours, but hopefully it's been a fun, whatever it's been so far. I guess 7 hours or something. I'm here for the next three. So yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll start diet. Like I have this list of, I didn't even tell you what the list was. I'm not awake yet. SP Link sent me this list. It's a bunch of stores called Royal Farms. It's a convenience store, I guess, similar to Wawa, and they serve hoagies and subs and fried chicken. Hey, you know what I wanted to do, not too long ago, is I wanted to, call up stores, mostly in the middle of the night, but I guess early in the morning will work too, because these are all on the East Coast, so it's 7:15 in the morning there right now. I wanted to call up people, cashiers, and try and convince them to wake up customers. Convince them that the customers are sleeping. And I did that on a hobo-sode once. And believe it or not, it worked. I got this lady to clap in a guy's face. I got her to kick him in the shins, I think. So, yeah, let's do that. This is going to be a high-energy show. It's going to be great.
Thank you for calling Farms, Refresh, Refresh, Fat Fantasy. I may help you.
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes, how may I help you?
Do you see that customer over there walking? He's got the shirt on, the polo. I'm watching on the security camera. He's a little bit to your right.
Like outside?
No. He's inside the store. Do you see the one that's inside the store?
Yeah, I have two. They're both at the dining room. None of them's really walking around.
Yeah, but the one, like, he's sitting down. Is he having a hoagie or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. He's not awake yet. Can you go over there and wake him up? Because we're concerned, like, he's a sleepwalker. And we're concerned he's going to, like, you know, get up and go get in his car. Does the phone reach over there? Can you walk over there? Yeah, they look awake, but they're sleepwalkers. Like, the one is a sleepwalker. Can you just go clap in his face, or...
I mean, they're both my regular customers.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They're both awake. I mean, one...
No, he looks...
Walking back and forth, talking to the cashier, and the other one...
Yeah,
he's drinking his coffee.
He sleeps. He sleep talks.
Give me 1 second.
They just clap in his face.
Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Oh, hey there. I think that guy's helping me already. He's going over there to wake that guy up.
What guy?
The one having the hoagie. He's sitting down. He's talking with a friend.
A hoagie? Are you trying to call a Wawa?
Yeah, the one there on... I'm with the corporate office. This is Roy.
We are Royal Farms.
Yeah. Royal Farms. I'm with the corporate office.
Yeah, but there's nobody in here that's sleeping.
No, he's sleepwalking and sleep-talking. He looks like he's awake, and he's up, and he's eaten. This has just been a problem with him, and we're trying to make sure he's awake. We just need someone...
No, there's nobody here.
No, the guy eating the hoagie.
Is this a prank call? Because this is not corporate.
Oh, no, I definitely am corporate. Why do you say I'm not corporate?
What is your name?
Roy.
There is no Roy in corporate.
Yes, there is. I'm the one. Royal Farms. Roy. It's Roy and Al. I'm Roy. They was named after me. Roy is your bell. You don't know your history. You need to read the employee handbook. There's like a little paragraph at the beginning that tells the history. You'll see.
Yeah, because there's nobody in our store that's sleeping right now.
No, he's not sleeping. He's sleepwalking, so he looks like he's awake.
There's nobody walking.
Okay. It's an expression.
Okay, so can you go into our camera system and see what I'm doing right now? And see what I'm wearing to verify that you are with corporate?
It's a little delayed. No, look, I just, before he gets up, he sleeps
sitting.
There
is nobody
is
here.
That better?
I'm sorry. I have customers lined up. I do apologize. If this is corporate, go ahead and send us an email because there's nobody in the store that's sleepwalking.
Okay, he sleeps sitting.
He's not. There's nobody. If you are on camera, you can see me standing next to people. I do apologize.
Yeah,
I'll probably get in trouble with corporate, this is not corporate.
Just put one of the customers on the phone, okay. Yeah, I heard that echo too, you guys. That was pretty bad. And when I was getting all ready for things, I did a speed test. And 31 millisecond ping, that's really bad, isn't it? I rebooted my modem this morning. Here, let me reboot the speed test page. That could be a problem today. Oh, there we go. And 11 milliseconds now. It's better. My speed's up, too. So maybe that was just them. The whole sleepwalking thing is such a stupid, ridiculous premise. That's why I love it. I don't really expect it to work out, but I feel like it'd be fun trying. And who knows? On that hobo sode I did, it actually worked. She went over and clapped in his face. I heard him. Heard her, I mean. Maybe just try a couple more of them. I know one thing I want to do is I want to do some Carrot Top things today. I want to tell them Carrot Top's coming in. And these people seem to think they know everyone in the corporate office. Oh, do I sound tired? That's weird. I wouldn't think I'd sound tired. I'm heading straight to bed after
it. Real fresh.
Hey there. This is Roy from the corporate office with Royal Farms. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, there's a customer in there right now. I'm looking on the security cameras. Do you see him over there? He's kind of to the right.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy is actually, it's a guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's asleep right now. He's sleepwalking. Can you go over there real quick and just like clap in his face a couple times? Try and get him to wake up.
By the coffee?
Yeah, that one. Just don't even say anything to him. You got to wake him up first. Just go over there. Does the phone reach? Hello?
Hello, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. My name is Brad. I'm a prank caller. I was trying to convince your employee to walk over and clap in a customer's face because I thought it'd be funny. So can you put her back on?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on.
Thanks. This is weird.
Hello.
Hey there. Yeah, he went ahead and gave me the okay. Can you go over there and clap in his face real quick?
I think he just left out.
No, he's still in there. I can see him. Like, maybe you were looking at the wrong one before. Just walk over there and clap in the customer's face.
This is Dennis again.
Oh, hey, Dennis. I guess, like, it delayed too long. The customer left, so now she's not going to do it. Shit.
Okay.
Crud. As long as I got you on the phone, can we do the weekly customer survey?
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them? It'll just take a minute.
Can I ask you who this is again? Because I've never had this call ever once, and I've worked here for over a year.
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Okay, in what department?
I'm in the PR department.
All right, hold on.
Really? Quick questions, chat room.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there, is this a customer or an employee?
Who do you want to speak to?
I asked a question. Is this customer or an employee? Because I heard him whisper to you, and it sounded like sound like he was setting it up, like telling you just to pretend you're a customer when really you're an employee.
What would you want me to be?
I don't know. Was that Dennis that handed you the phone? I'm with the corporate office.
Well, what did you want from him? You said you wanted a customer. That's what I gave you.
I don't know. It didn't sound like a customer to me.
Yeah, he's sitting right here.
What's his name?
His name's Darnell.
Can you clap in his face? Because I'm pretty sure Darnell's sleeping. Okay. I don't know what the hell all that was. It's a big waste of time. That's what that was. Well, I think the echo delay thing is getting better, at least. That's good. Cody says that was Dennis with a sock over his mouth. Chicken Slap says he sounded like one of those smoking dogs playing poker. I think that was a perfect description of him. I'm ready to quit, you guys. I think I've done my half hour, just like I said I would. It's time to end this. I'm finished. Bye, everyone. Hey, this is Roy from I'm the handler for Carrot Top.
You good? Thank you.
No.
Who?
What?
Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, is this a different person? What happened?
Yep. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office with Royal Farms. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Okay. I'm just going to hang up. What is this? I think this guy is winning the prank call.
What'd you need?
This is so rude. I will never prank call this place again. Never. Yeah, I'm just hanging up on that one. It's a bunch of bullshit. The feedback whatever thing, it sucks. It sucks. What the hell is that? I sure don't like that. Let me call my cell phone. See what it sounds like.
Hello?
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 Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Talking into the microphone. It does not echo back at me. Oh, wait. And I can hear myself in the cell phone. So that's good.
Now I'm talking into the cell phone. And it sounds okay.
I guess it's just all the noise that the stores are really busy at 7:32 in the morning. All right, what am I doing next? Quick, someone, tell me. I'm calling another Royal Farms. Here goes. I'm doing it.
Royal Farms, Professor Fast Brian speaking.
Herb Barn. This is Roy from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
What's up?
Hey, hang up the phone.
I'm sorry?
Hang up the phone. All right, that one was brought to you by Seven. Seven told me to ask him to hang up the phone, and he did it. What a good use of that phone number that I was sent. Thank you, Seven, and thank you, SP-Link, for the list. Now Seven wants me to do what you doing. Okay, Seven's never led me wrong before in the past, so why wouldn't I try this?
Probix says it needs to be Carol. See, it's echoing even before they pick up. Why? Maybe because it's long distance. That must be it. All the stupid phone lines on the east. Maybe it's the snowstorm.
Farms with Retro Fast. Tiffany speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Tiffany. It's Carol from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes, ma'am.
What you doing?
Scanning truck. What you doing?
Oh, you know, just things. Just stuff.
What did I do wrong so far?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I just called to find out what you doing.
Oh, yeah. Scanning in my truck.
Oh, cool. What you think?
I was putting up my cigarettes, but now I'm going to go on the floor and finish scanning.
What you thinking about?
What am I thinking about?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, just what you thinking about while you put up cigarettes.
Making them inventory ready?
Oh. But, like, you know, besides work stuff, what you thinking about?
Work stuff, because I'm at work?
Well, you know, but, you know, you can dream a little bit.
Nope, not while I'm at work.
You know, you're not thinking about your boyfriend, or your parents, or your dog, or your kitty kitty. You don't think about your kitty when you're working?
Nope, because I'm at work. For 8 hours, it's all work, work, work.
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta keep yourself happy and think about your kitty cat.
Okay, is there anything else that I need to do for you? Because I gotta get back to work.
I'm printing up the report right now on our printer. I wrote down what you're doing and what you're thinking about.
Oh, okay.
It's all done, all printed out. Got it on paper, and I'm going to put it in the file cabinet.
Okay.
All right. You know what? It's okay, though, if you want to think about your kitty cat. Do you have a kitty cat?
Yeah.
What's its name?
Honey, I got to get back to work.
Well, just real quick, what's his name?
Boo.
Boo?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I have a solid black cat.
Oh, is it boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh. Okay, well, I can let you go. I'm going to type that in into the report here real quick. And print. There we go. Okay, there we go. All done. I'm going to throw away the old one and print this one out. Put it in the file cabinet.
All right.
Hey, when you get home from work, will you get Boo kisses from me?
Will do.
All right, thanks. Thanks, honey.
Have a good day.
Bye, you too.
Bye.
That was fun. I could just do that all morning. That'll keep me awake. Man, Mohek, you think you're creeped out. Think about what that girl at Royal Farms thinks right now. How's she feeling? She's probably going to fill out some sexual harassment forms. Hey, I got some more Royal Farm numbers to call. Let's do that. Hello? See? Even when it's ringing, not even connected yet. So it's got to be my fault, right? I just got lucky when I called my own phone.
Thank you for calling Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast. This is Kim. How may I help you?
Hey, Kim. This is Roy from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes.
I'm calling to let you know that Carrot Top's going to be coming in your store.
Carrot Top will be coming to our store?
Yeah, in about 10 minutes. Is him
wow.
And his... all of his people. Yeah.
Okay, Carrot Top will be coming to our store with all of his people. You said in like 10 minutes?
Yeah. Hey, do you have any tarps there?
Tarps?
Yeah, you know, like big tarps? Sheets of plastic.
No, hold on. We're going to check real quick. We have to check. Give me a second, okay?
All right.
He wants to know if we have any tarps. No, we don't have any tarps.
Oh, crud. It's going to be...
What's that?
It's going to be messy then. Are you a Carrot Top fan?
What's that?
Are you a Carrot Top fan?
Am I a Carrot Top fan?
Yeah.
Yes, I know who Carrot Top is, yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, that'll make it easier for you. He's hard to deal with. He's going to be coming in there with his entourage. There's going to be cameras. They're telling me TMZ is following behind. And a couple of pickup trucks.
And
his backup dancers are going to be there in there, too.
Okay.
There's going to be a bouncer at the door. They're not going to let anyone in while he's in there.
Wow.
He's going to run around all crazy-like. He'll probably want to go in the back room.
Okay.
He's probably going to want to, like, get behind the counter and ring up customers and stuff. He'll do it...
Well, thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, he'll probably do it all wrong and give people back too much money, but they say they'll reimburse us for any problems.
Okay, well, thank you for letting us know.
Yep, yep. And he'll be running around the store. He's like Daffy Duck. Like,
all right. Well,
you know,
thank you.
You know when Daffy Duck goes crazy and just like bounces all over the place? That's Carrot
uh-huh.
Top all the time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know.
He's going to, hey, listen, you know how in Carrot Top, as you know him, he has like big red poofy hair? Ma'am? Ma'am? Ma'am, I have more information.
Hold on 1 second.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing?
I'm working. $8, please.
What cost $8? Is it like cigarettes?
Can you hold on a second, sir?
Okay, what'd they buy?
Hold on.
Okay, but what'd they buy?
Hello?
Hey there. So you know how Carrot Top, he has the red poofy hair, orange-ish, red poofy hair?
Mm-hmm.
So in real life, he's bald?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't make any comments about that, okay, when he comes in?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office. Did you not hear the Carrot Top news?
Roy who?
Yeah, from the corporate office.
Roy who? What's your last name?
Roy who?
Yeah, Roy, what's your last name, Roy?
Who?
Roy who, huh?
Yeah, from the corporate office, HU.
And what's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just look on the caller ID, and there it is.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you?
Did she let you know about the Carrot Top visit?
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. It seems like you're not taking this seriously, though. This is kind of important. I need to tell you more information.
Okay, well, if you were from corporate, you'd know that we're a business and we actually have customers to wait on. So if there's anything else I can do for you, let me know.
Look, Carrot Top's more important than all of our other customers
put
together.
All right, sir, I've got to go, okay? Thank you.
All right, bye. Maybe just convenience stores are not a good fit for Carrot Top visits. Maybe Carrot Top's more of a mall thing, which I can't do today because I doubt the malls are... Oh, are the malls open? It's Black Friday. Yeah, but are malls open? Like, malls typically open at 10 in the morning. Do they open earlier on Black Friday? I guess. I don't know. I really want to call malls anyway. I'll wait till a little bit later to do that.
Hey, Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast. This is Wendy. How may I help you?
Hey, Wendy. It's Roy from the corporate office.
Yeah.
With Royal Farms. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Is it busy? Good. Busy there today?
Yeah, I'm on register right now. I'm waiting on some customers, but
okay.
we're handling it so far.
I need to know if you're familiar with David Blaine, the magician.
Yes, I am.
Okay, he's going to be coming into the store. He's doing like the special Black Friday thing.
He's coming into our store?
Yeah. He's on his way right now. He's going to come into the store. And I'm just letting you know so you're not, not worried about what he's doing. But
okay.
He's going to make the entire store disappear.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just going to last for about an hour. It's going to feel weird to you because you'll just be in this endless void type thing. Like you won't be able to leave the store while it's disappeared.
Sweetie, I got this. I have to get going here.
Oh no, I need to let you know about this stuff.
Okay, well, there's a line of people.
Okay.
Hang on a minute.
Can I talk to one of them? It's the customer survey.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Two.
They're laughing about something. I don't think I. Total got her. I don't think she believes it at all. I'm just gonna hang up. She doesn't believe it anyway. Somewhere, I think it was on YouTube. Yeah, it was when I was premiering a video. There's this guy named DK on YouTube. maybe DK from Cave Crew Radio. I'm not sure, but it was a DK. And he said on the next show, David Copperfield is coming to the store performing a magic trick and the store disappears for 1 year. And I think that's a great idea. I don't know, Royal Farms employees seem to be really, really smart. They don't believe in David Copperfield. They don't believe in Carrot Top. So maybe I should be doing a different place. If I do the mall later, I think mall stores should disappear. And David Copperfield, is he still... I don't even know who that is. Is he alive? Isn't he kind of old or something? I don't know any magicians, really. Except Don Fickles. There goes that echo again.
Thank you for calling Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. This is Sean. How may I help you?
Hey, Sean. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't know if there's kind of like this weird rivalry going on here at the corporate office today between Roy and Al, you know, the founders.
Right.
And Al is saying his name should come first. So
okay.
When you answer the phone from now on, can you say Al Roy Farms? I'm serious. Like, it's a thing. It's happening here today, and they want all the stores to say Al Roy Farms.
Let me hand you over to my manager. Thank you.
Okay, and anyone that comes in the store, Al Roy, thanks for visiting Al Roy. Oh, yeah, Penn and Teller. That's who I should say. Yes, Ella says alphabetical is more fair. Anyway, it should have always been Al Roy.
Thank you for holding. This is Mary. How can I help you?
Hey, Mary. It's Carol from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes.
You know, our founders, their names are Roy and Al, and that's why it's Royal Farms?
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, there's sort of like they're brothers, and they're having a fight, and they've come to an agreement, and Al wants his name to be first. So when you answer the phone, can you answer Al Roy Farms?
Al Roy. I'll try. I don't know if I can remember, but I'll try.
Could you write it down? And when anyone comes in the store, be like, "Welcome to Al Roy Farms."
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Can you write that down and just make sure that all the employees know?
I sure will.
Okay. And how are you going to answer the phone then?
Thank you for calling Al Roy Farms. This is Mary. Real Farm, Real Fresh, Real Fast. This is Mary. How can I help you?
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to be a permanent thing, but it has to be today because for Black Friday, you know?
Okie doke. Sounds good.
And anyone that comes in the store, you know, welcome to Al Roy Farms or whatever you say.
All right, we sure will.
Okay, thank you so much for understanding.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And make sure you write it down. Tell everyone.
All righty, I will.
Thanks, Betty.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Was her name Betty? Someone said to call her Betty. I don't know if that was a jab at her or what. But now we need to test this. We've got to see if this works. Man, that buzz.
Thank you for calling Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. This is Sean. How may I help you?
Sean, this is Carol from the corporate office.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Betty tell you that you need to answer the phone Al Roy Farms now?
Somebody said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important. Because Al himself might be calling later. And if you answer with Roy's name first, he'll throw a fit.
Can you send us an email on this?
No. My God. It's...
Here's my manager again.
Just do it.
This is Mary.
Oh, hey, Mary. That employee did not answer the phone as Al Roy Farms.
And I had not gotten to that side of the floor yet.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to make sure.
All righty. Yeah, I'm trying to get to everybody. I've got a line full of people, so I'm trying to multitask here.
Okay. It's just really important in case Al calls later.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Goodbye. Have a nice day. All right. It's not her fault.
I'm going to write down that phone number, and we need to call it back in, 15 minutes.
15 minutes long enough for her to get her shit together? Al Roy Farms. Ella says the grammar sucks. It should be really fresh, really fast. We'll work on that next. You know, baby steps. Gotta take this one step at a time. Hey, it's 4:55 in the morning right now. And you know what that means? In 5 minutes, we're going to take a break. We're going to play about 3 songs, and I'm going to put my head on my desk and sleep for about 10 minutes. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that part of the show. That's going to be my favorite part of the show today. Hopefully everybody listening stays tuned in for the rest of the day. It's going to be fun. Jag TV is going to be on immediately after me, assuming he shows up. If he doesn't show up, then fuck it. I'm not staying on. I'm turning off the stream. I'm going to break the whole thing. He's going to be on for 2 hours, though. And then Party Time with Laugh Track Matt and Zach. So that's going to be 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern. 4 whole hours. Dwight's going to do 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we're ending with Calls of Mass Confusion. Or, I mean, G-Ad. The G-Ad show. The art of phone larking. The art of mass confusion. That's what his show is called. And that one is very important to listen to. I guarantee weird things are going to happen. I don't know exactly what. I have a good feeling about G-Ad's show tonight. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that because it's going to end up sucking and everyone will yell at me. But Carol's going to be on G-Ad's show. I don't know if it's really going to be G-Ad's last show. Probably not. Come on. G-Ad's not going to go away. G-Ad's not going to XYZ us. That's crazy talk. Oh, immediately after the break, though, after I take my 10-minute nap, we got to call that Al Roy Farms back, okay? Don't let me forget. Got to call Al Roy Farms. I kind of want to, like, move to the East Coast and start up a competing chain called Al Roy Farms. That'd teach them. Open up a location across the street. I'm looking on Google Street View to see what's across the street from this Royal Farms. And there's not much.
I'm Real Fresh Official speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Oh, hey, Cheryl. This is Roy across the street. I'm in that tan building, you know, at the window.
Okay.
And you keep looking at me. Can you stop looking at me all day?
2242.
I'm serious. Like, you're making me feel really uneasy. I've been sitting at the window all day looking over at you, and it seems like you're just looking at me all day. Cheryl?
Okay, you're good. Thank you. Have a good day.
Like when you just said thank you, have a good day, you were looking at me while you did that.
319, honey. Out of 4.
Is that a male or a female? Because it seems like you're being sexist and sexually harassing the customers, calling them honey. Cheryl. That was stupid. Hey, look at that! 5 a.m.
Science is the best tool ever devised for understanding how the world works.
And the days they came and went with no sign of the mystical, so they all went back to the daily drone of the practical and predictable. And abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab you.
I tried to sleep, but the chat room was too fucking loud. So I guess I'm back. Back for another hour. Hey, what if we just played old prank calls? What if I just, you know, put up a best of list? That's okay, right? Can do that. Oh, you were yelling the loudest, Alex. Hi, Mr. Biggs. What you doing? Okay, so we have 2 numbers to call here. Very important. By the way, I think at 6 in the morning, which is 50 minutes from now, I may run to 7-Eleven and get some donuts. Because I was just looking on Google Maps and I saw a Dunkin' Donuts. And it looks really good.
Royal Farm, so fresh, so fast. Kathy speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Kathy. Hey. It's Roy over here at the Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Hi.
Hey, how come you keep looking at us?
Huh?
How come you keep looking at us like that?
Like what?
Like, you just keep looking over here all the time. You're just looking.
I'm not even looking over there.
No, you've been looking.
I'm waiting on a customer.
I know, but while you're waiting on customers, you've been looking over here all morning.
That'd be kind of hard because my register space away from the window.
I know, it's weird. Can you? I'm just asking you to stop. Can you just please stop?
Okay.
Like just please.
Okay.
Because we're just trying to do our job over here, and you're freaking all the employees out because you're just over here. You're just over there looking.
Okay.
So will you please stop looking at us?
Sure.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Right, that was completely boring. But you know what? I've got Dunkin' Donuts' phone number right here. And there's a Hardee's across the street.
One. If you're calling about existing order.
Damn it.
Thank you for calling Dunkin' Donuts 20. Thank you for calling Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for calling.
All right. Fuck Dunkin' Donuts. All right. There's a Hardee's across from Dunkin' Donuts. Call up the Hardee's. Ah. Yeah. Are fast food places open on Black Friday? Like Black Friday deals and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, okay. So yeah, I'm. This is probably stupid to do because I'd rather just assume that the lady is answering the phone, Alroy Farms, for the rest of the morning. But I'm gonna call it, and we're gonna hear them answer as Royal Farms, and it's gonna be very disappointing. Get ready to be disappointed. Get ready for me to ruin the whole call.
Thanks for calling Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast. This is Mary. How can I help you?
Hi, Mary.
Yes?
This is Al from the corporate office.
Yes?
Look, I don't know if they were supposed to call everyone and let them know to answer the phone, Al Roy Farms.
Right.
For today, and you just answered Royal Farms.
That is correct. Until I get an email from someone from the corporate office, I'm not able to do that.
You know what? I'm going to go in Roy's office now and just tear it up. I've had it with Roy. I'm going to go in there and push his desk over.
All right. Thank you. Have a great
you're
day.
You're setting me off into a rage. Yeah, Mary does sound bored. Yeah, test the walkie-talkies. That'd be fun, molecular heckler. Only problem is that was actually hard to do. I know it seemed like it was super easy in my show, but... I spent a lot of time making that happen. Took forever. Yeah, sleepwalkers. I really want to try a few more sleepwalkers. Let's wake some people up. That'll make me feel better if I can wake some other people up. All right, ask for Black Friday deals and random stuff like donuts. Seven says Planet Fitness sleepwalkers on the treadmills. That could be fun. Clap in their face and make them lose their balance and fall over backwards and hurt themselves permanently. Let's do it. That'd be a fun middle of the night thing to do.
Roll fun, roll fresh, roll fast. Andy speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Andy. This is Roy from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes.
Hey, there's a customer in there right now. We're looking on the security cameras. And... do you see the one over there to your right?
What's he wearing?
Well, it's hard to see because it's like a black and white image for us.
What's that?
It's kind of hard to see because it's like a black and white image. It's a male. You see him over there, that male?
To the right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're looking right at him. You're looking right at him.
With the... okay. There's three of them by the coffee bar.
Yeah, by the coffee bar. It's the one closest to you.
Okay,
does your phone reach?
Well, there's one with an orange hoodie, one with a blue hoodie, and there's one with a vest on.
Oh, the one with the vest. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have the hoodie on. That's the one.
Yeah, the one with the reflector vest.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. Yeah, that must be it. So,
black guy?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Does the phone reach over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he's actually sleepwalking right now. He's not even awake. And we got to make sure he wakes up before he leaves the store or else it's a liability. Can you go over there and just clap in his face a couple times?
Clap in his face? The
yeah,
guy with the...
with the vest.
Okay.
Clap, clap, clap. Bring the phone so I can hear and make sure we do it.
Am I near him?
Yeah, yeah. One in the vest.
Okay.
Did he wake up?
He looked at me, yeah.
Did he say anything?
He said hi, so.
Oh, can you clap? I don't think he woke up. We can tell we're the sensors. Show that he's still sleeping.
He's looking. He's alert. Talking to an employee.
Yeah, but he's like sleep talking. Just go over there and clap at him a couple more times. It'll just take a second.
Okay. Okay.
Can you put him on the phone? I'll do a test here real quick.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to not like make it like, you know. Cause everybody's like looking at me. He's looking at me. Okay. Hold on. Sir. Yeah. Somebody just wants to talk to you real quick.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Carol from the corporate office with Alroy Farms.
Say again?
It's Carol from the corporate office with Alroy Farms. Carol, I'm Carol from the corporate office.
From the Royal Farms corporate office. Oh yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. What you doing?
Getting coffee.
Oh yeah, was that guy was he bothering you?
No.
Okay, like what did he do?
Oh, he just spoke to me. That's all.
Oh, like he didn't try and wake you up?
I'm not asleep.
Oh, no, we can tell on the cameras that you were asleep. Like, you know, we have sensors.
No, you got the wrong one. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're in the vest. I can see you on the cameras.
Hello?
Hello, it's Carol from the corporate office.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Huh?
What you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what you doing?
Well, I got a call from Roy.
Oh, yeah, Roy. He's in the bathroom right now. He handed me the phone.
He told me that there's some guy in here that was sleepwalking.
But, sir. But, sir.
Yeah, but it wasn't him.
Yeah, but here's the thing, sir.
Yeah.
You're the one that's sleepwalking. It's you that's... Did someone in the chat room say that?
Yep, it was a twist ending. Oh yeah, call in the bin said this is all a dream. He clapped! I don't think he clapped in his face, because the guy that I talked to, he didn't seem too distraught about the whole thing. But he did it. Only took, what, 3 or 4 tries? Teen Wolf Jesus says to have an employee tickle someone awake next time. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't want to get anyone punched. I think if an employee tried to tickle me in a store, I would punch him. I'm not a violent person, but I'd punch him right in the fucking mouth. You don't tickle me, motherfucker. It's tempting, though. Oh, it's not against all odds. Call in the bin. I did this on a hobosode, and it seemed to work out more than you'd think. It wasn't even the middle of the night either. So Cactusy is saying, tell them to wink at employee, or tell them to wink at customers. Tell an employee to wink at a customer. Like, get their attention and just wink at them. Oh, what's this? What's happening? We're being rerouted. Something's happening. I don't like this.
Good morning, Royal Farms, Royal Fast. Tara speaking.
Hey, Tara. This is Roy from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
How you doing, Roy?
Pretty good. Hey, do you see that customer there over on the right? Like, to your right? We're looking on the security camera. We can see him over there by the coffee bar?
Yes.
Like, can you get his attention? Like, just clap your hands and get him to look over at you?
How you doing? Correct?
Yeah, that one. Can you wink at him?
Yeah.
Like, just wink. Wink and smile.
I'm doing it.
What's he doing?
He's just looking at me.
Oh, get him to wink back. Like stand, maybe take a step back so he can get the full picture. And
okay.
Just wink and smile at him. Just
Wink and smile.
Oh, at the camera?
Oh, no, no, at the customer. Wink at the customer.
The one I took in the coffee?
Yeah, yeah. Get him to look over at you and just wink and smile. And just wink, wink.
How you doing? Hey, sir. How you doing? Are you fooling with me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm from the corporate office.
I'm so confused right now. He's leaving. Is he supposed to leave?
Oh, no, can you be like, sir, excuse me, sir.
Sir, what do you want me to tell him? How you doing? What do you need from him?
Just wink and smile at him. Just wink. It's a new thing we're doing.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. Hello?
Yeah, no, just wink at him. Can you wink at
a different...
Okay, well, the next one then. It's a new thing we're trying. Wink and smile and lick your lips.
I am not going to do that.
No, it's to make the customers feel at home.
Okay.
All right, ready, set, go.
Okay.
Wow, first try. That was a good idea. Whoever said to do that, I already forget. Jeez, wow, okay. Feel at home. Cisco Kid says, now pinch your nipples. Oh, good point, Teen Wolf Jesus. If a woman tickles a man, she won't get punched. She'll just get sexually assaulted. That's what I was trying to say. Okay. Wink your butthole at a customer. Oh, man. This whole morning is halfway over. Can you believe it? I wish 7-Eleven delivered. I want to get some donuts. I need some 7-Eleven donuts. I should have gone and got donuts at 5. Then I could spend the 6 o'clock break eating my donuts. But no. I sat here and read the chat room. Yeah, donuts. I don't care. I want to go to Denver and get some donuts. They can bring me my donuts in a wheelbarrow. Yeah, let me sign up for DoorDash real quick. I'll take some calls. Anyone wants to call in? Call the show. I don't care. I'm not going to give you the number, though. You got to figure it out yourself. Fuck that shit.
Farms, Roy Fresh, Roy Fest. Nick, I'm going to help you.
Hey, Nick. It's Roy from the corporate office with Al Roy Farms.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, do you see that customer over there by the coffee bar? The one that's getting the thing? We're looking on the camera. We can see him over there.
Over at the drink station?
Yeah, yeah. Can you get his attention to yell, excuse me, sir, or clap your hands or something?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. There's nobody. I'm looking at both stations. There's nobody.
Yeah, not at the station, just over in that direction, I mean.
A customer?
Yeah, yeah. Do you see the customer that's in there? Do you see him?
No, I don't know. Are you sure you got the right store, man?
Yeah.
What did you say you were calling about?
I'm from the corporate office.
And what was your name?
Roy.
All right, Roy, have a good day.
What do you mean? What? Have they put out a warning about me already? It's like that other store that just hung up on me immediately. I may have to... I need to move stores anyway. What am I doing? I've been doing Royal Farms for a long time now. Have them stroke another man's hair. There was an idea up here that I liked, but I can't even find it now. Oh, well, it's gone. Gone forever. Well, I know I'm complaining about being tired and stuff, but I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are having a good time. It looks like there might be 189 people listening right now, which is kind of crazy for this early in the morning. Jesus. It's crazy. So as long as you're all here right now, I should remind you that it's not over in 90 minutes. I'm quitting in 90 minutes. I don't know, maybe I'll go on with JAG TV for a minute and say hi or something. But JAG TV's on immediately after me, if he wakes up. He'll be awake. It'll be 1 a.m. over there. He starts at 10 a.m. Pacific. Party time starts at 10 a.m. Oh, no, it's 10 a.m. Eastern. Fucking time zones. I need to get rid of them. But anyway, after me is JAG TV, then Party Time, then Dwight, then G-Ad. And I'm going to be on the show with G-Ad, or at least Carol is. It's going to be fun. Oh my gosh! 1,015 hearts. I'm going to heart it too. There we go. Thanks, Mixler, for hearting things. If JAG TV doesn't show up, Mr. Biggs will take his spot. How's that?
Yeah, let's see, I don't know, malls or something. Like, here, where are we at? We're in this town on the Google Maps. Type in shopping malls. Oh, this is a bad town to check. Let's do a more populated area or state. Let me give them a call.
They're open for regular business hours. If you know your party's extension.
Regular business hours? Really?
You've reached Jane Goldman and the general.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that mall's not open. You guys promised me that the malls would be open on Black Friday. Apparently, you're all lying. Let's see about this one. It's right on the interstate. It looks fancy. Closed. Opens at 10 a.m. Okay, but yeah, let's try anyway. Best Buy. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, crap. All right. They have a website. Let's click on the website. Because I'm just calling the mall office number. Maybe they're too busy to be answering the phone. Yes, we are open. It's a big sign on the front. I wonder if that's just in general, though. You know, like, we're not one of those malls featured on Dead Malls. We actually exist. Okay, I found their directory. Hey, there's a Best Buy inside the mall, so Mr. Biggs gets his wish. Okay, so the first store is, well, I don't know. Molecular Heckler was saying I need to have them test out their walkie-talkies, and I know this place uses walkie-talkies, but are they even going to answer? And if they do, what should I have them say into their walkie-talkies? Quick. Chat room.
Bath and Body Works, Greendale.
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
Were you having problems with your walkie-talkies there? We're showing that the it's not coming through the computer, and are you guys?
We don't have walkie-talkies.
Oh, you don't? Okay. No? All right. Well, wow. Okay. Where do I go with this now? Is it pretty pretty busy there?
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually pretty slow.
Oh, is it? Like the whole mall slow or just you guys?
Yeah, no, the whole mall is slow.
hey, we're going to let Amazon bring a kiosk in there.
Okay.
They're just going to, you're just going to have to move a bunch of shelves off to the side and let Amazon move in on
okay.
your turf.
Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just pass along the message.
Hello?
Alpha Tango Foxtrot, we are go for Project Delta. Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Bath & Body Works.
Yep.
What you doing?
We're working.
Oh, cool. I hear it's kind of slow there today.
It is.
Wow, I wonder why.
Not sure. Hopefully we have some more people.
Because it's a mall?
Yeah, I know the mall doesn't have many stores, but...
Oh, I thought it
helped. I'm making best do.
Yeah, that's good. Did they make you get up early? What time did it start?
6.
Oh, wow. Holy crap. Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, like to drum up business, can you just yell real loud, Operation Dex and Slayer, like real loud, you know?
Operation what?
Dex and Slayer. That's our new promotion.
Is it?
Yeah, Dex and Slayer. Operation Dex and Slayer.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I know. But apparently it gets the business coming in. Can you just yell that real loud?
Really?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm from the corporate. Ready, set, go.
Operation Dex and Slayer. Yell Operation Dex and Slayer.
No, you can do it, ma'am. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. You have permission.
Operation Dex and Slayer.
But have her yell it at the top of her lungs.
Said yell at the top of your lungs.
Can you do it, ma'am? Like, just you do it. I didn't ask someone else to do it. It has to be you.
Operation
Hello?
Operation Deck Fence Layer.
Do you have an intercom, like overhead paging? Can you do it on that?
We don't.
Ah, crud. No walkie-talkies, nothing.
Nope. Hey, nope, our store's too small.
It's okay. Hey, we're going to do this thing where, like, you know you sell lotion there, right?
Yep.
Like, when a customer comes in, can you slowly rub lotion on your forearms and stare at customers, like, as a promotional tool?
No, we don't do that here.
I know, but you could start. Like, it could help the business.
Are you sure this is HR?
No, I'm just a prank caller.
That's what I thought.
Why'd you have her yell Operation Dex and Slayer?
Because this is... All right. Goodbye.
I'm sorry.
Loser.
That was rude. She called me a loser. At least I'm not yelling Operation Dex and Slayer in the middle of a store. Yeah, maybe this mall sucks. Man, oh, there it is. There's the directory. I see it. It's in the bottom. It's a small-ish mall. I think it only has... Oh, no, it has two levels. They have... Well, one of their anchor stores is a Big Lots. So I guess that should tell you it's not a really active mall. Call me a loser.
Thank you for calling LensCrafters. At the,
say that.
You can save 40% off lenses with the purchase of a...
I did not recognize that.
Bye, Buckshot.
Thank you for calling.
Have fun at work.
I did not...
Be sure to yell Operation Dex and Slayer at the top of your lungs.
Stop in today where you can save 40% off lenses with the purchase of a frame. At LensCrafters, you'll see what you love and love what you see. Our business hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m.
Wow.
to 7 p.m.
They're not even open. I was going to have them turn all the glasses upright so the microwaves would reflect back into the satellite. But no. Yeah, maybe... I think the small... Come on, it's... It's anchor store is a Big Lots. This isn't going to go anywhere, right? What am I doing? Claire's. This place doesn't have a Claire's. Actually, I'm looking at this place. They have like a billion cellular phone stores. They have an eatery called Tacos Mexico. Come to Tacos Mexico. And actually, that's the only place to eat there. Unless they just forgot to list the rest of them. There's a TJ Maxx. There's a GNC. I hear Carrot Top likes to go to GNC. Okay, yeah, I'm like, fuck this place. I'm going to find a different mall. Wow, look at that map. It's all 3D. It's all angled and stuff. Their anchor store is a Sears. That's much better than Big Lots, right? Right? Okay, so yeah, I guess I'll call some stores at this place. Hey, they have the Aeropostale place. Quick chat room. Am I pronouncing that one right? Oh, man. Okay, there we go. Jesus.
Thank you for calling Arrow. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy from the American Eagle Outfitters next door.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, can you guys just kind of shut the fuck up? We can hear you all the way over here.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, could you just kind of keep it down a little?
Have a good day.
No, seriously, you're being loud. Excuse me. She was just excited that she had a phone call. Zombie. Powder.
Thank you for calling American Eagle. This is Ryan. How can I help you?
Hey, Ryan. It's Roy from the Aeropostale next door.
Hi.
Hey, can you guys maybe just... kind of shut the fuck up. You're being really loud over there. All right. They're going to be giving each other angry looks for the rest of the day, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. At least this mall seems a little more active. That's good. Claire's. I've been instructed to be more of an asshole. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Claire's Mall. We do free PSing. This is Rachel. Can I help you?
Hey, Rachel. It's Roy from the Aunt Annie's pretzel kiosk, you know, here in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I'm going to be wheeling my kiosk into your store here in a minute. I'm going to just, like, be running it from inside your store.
Through Claire's?
Yeah. I'm going to, like, is there enough room in there for me to get in? Like, can we move shelves or something?
Why are you doing that?
just to be different, you know, like it's Black Friday. It's like a weird, fun thing to do.
Oh, you did it all? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I was talking to security. What was that again? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to be wheeling my my kiosk into your store.
You can't do that.
No, I'm going to.
Why are you going to do that?
Just to be different for Black Friday and stuff. That's what I said earlier, but you were being rude and talking to security.
Well, security's in here right now.
Well, tell them to be quiet. And you're on the phone.
Well, we can't have just a random kiosk put in our store.
Well, it's not random. I'm like a part of the mall. I've been here forever.
Security wants to know what's going on now, too.
Well, tell him to be quiet. Tell him it's none of his business. What's he doing, sitting there eavesdropping?
I don't know. They said they're going to wheel a cart in here from Auntie Anne's Pretzel Place.
Now you're being rude.
Why?
She wants to know why.
Well, tell her to shut up. Tell her it's not her phone call.
It's
tell
security,
her to get out.
And they can't do that.
Tell her to get out of your store. Throw her out. All right. I feel like my time in this mall is now short. Security is on the alert. They're going to be notifying people. That can't be good.
Thanks for calling Finish Line. This is Jessica. How can I help you?
Hey, Jessica. It's Roy from the Foot Locker.
Hi.
Hey, we've already done $700 in sales. What have you done? Probably not even close.
$700?
Yeah, $700 in sales.
Yeah, we're good.
I know, but probably not $700 good, right?
I mean, we have $5,000 in, so...
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
Okay, have a good day.
Like not today, probably for the week. Hey, only 7 minutes till the next break. Oh, I gotta call Foot Locker, though. So she's had 5,000 in sales for the day. Do you guys think that's true? I think she's full of crap.
Foot Locker, Jessica speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Jessica. This is Roy. I'm the manager for Carrot Top, you know, the actor/comedian.
Yeah.
And he's coming into your store in a few minutes. We're almost to the mall, and we're going to be pulling in the parking lot and just coming straight into the store.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Do you want us to, empty it out, or are you guys all set? You don't mind if there's customers, right?
Oh, no, it's fine that the customers are in there. He likes to interact with people. It's going to be kind of crazy in there for a little while, because we've got, three cameras, and that's not counting TMZ. They're following behind. But we'll keep TMZ out, and we're going to have bouncers at the door.
Yeah, let me just double check with my manager.
They're going to be carding people when they come in.
Okay.
And what are you going to check with the manager?
I'm just going to, inform him.
Okay.
Let him know what's going on.
Yeah, you take charge.
All right, I'll let him know.
Okay, well, can I listen to you, let him know?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The actor, Carrot Top, he's coming in, in 5 minutes. They're pulling into the parking lot. They're going to have bouncers and everything.
Wait, what?
TMZ is following behind them.
No, you're lying.
So I need to go in the back and check. Fix my list.
Wait, they're coming in here?
Yeah, he said he's coming in here right
now. No.
But, and he said, hold up. They're going to card people just and there's going to be cameras.
Wait.
He said there's going to be 3 cameras, and that's not including TMZ that's following them.
Okay.
Okay, he said okay.
Okay, yeah, also, he's going to just destroy.
He's going to what?
He's going to destroy that place, but he'll pay for any damages.
He said he's going to destroy the place. He's going to destroy the place. He said he's going to pay for it, though.
I mean, he'll probably pay for it. It depends on just how you feel about it. You might have to talk him into it.
This sounds like a joke.
This is a joke. Yo, don't even.
All right.
What do you mean it's a joke? Carrot Top doesn't joke.
He said they're pulling in now?
He said they're coming now. They should be here soon. All right, we'll be waiting for you guys.
Okay, there's just a few more things. He's going to probably just be, he's going to bring in watermelons and a sledgehammer, and he's going to be, smashing them in the store.
He's going to be what?
He's going to be smashing watermelons in the store, as kind of a show, an act.
He's going to be, he's going to bring watermelons and a sledgehammer, and he's going to,
smash them.
Mash them.
Mash them with the big hammer, with the big cartoon looking hammer.
It's not a cartoon hammer. I mean, cartoon hammer.
Yeah, a big mallet.
Okay.
Can you guys clap when he does that?
Okay.
And do you have tarps? Because we don't have tarps. Like, everything's going to get splattered in watermelon.
Oh, no, you guys need to bring tarps. We don't have tarps.
Okay, well, you know what? If there's any damage, he'll help clean it up at least.
All right.
Do you have ponchos? Are you guys, like, in the back room or something? Do you have ponchos?
No.
You might want to stand back then.
Okay.
You sounded excited at first, but now you're just kind of like, whatever.
No, I have a cold.
Oh, you didn't have a cold like 5 minutes ago?
I've had a cold all day.
Oh. Hey, can you tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up? What's he talking... Like, tell him not to be talking about Kim Kardashian while he's in the store, because they have a history. And that'll bring up bad memories for him.
All right. I'll let him know.
Okay, what's he saying about Kim Kardashian, though? Because if he hears that, he'll send him off into a rage.
I don't know what he's saying, because I'm trying to focus on what you're saying. I can't, like, listen to one and listen to another. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, that's why I was telling him to shut the fuck up. Like, tell him to shut the fuck up.
That's disrespectful.
I know.
I can't.
It's disrespectful for him to be talking while you're on the phone, so you can't concentrate. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
But that's not respectful.
I know, but he deserves it, because he's not being respectful.
But he's talking with a customer. So that's him. So me telling my manager to shut the fuck up, that's not appropriate.
So tell the customer to shut the fuck up.
That's not appropriate either.
But they're being rude. You're on the phone. Hang up. She was so excited about Carrot Top at first. Thanks for the ideas, chat room. I was going to tell her to make sure her lipstick's on properly next. But, you know, things kind of went downhill there. Oh, man, I'm tired. I am really looking forward to going to sleep after this. I'm going to turn on JAG, though. I'm going to listen to JAG TV while I fall asleep. You better show up. It is 6 o'clock. Maybe we could just take a little break here. A little breakaroo. That'd be nice. Here, let's listen to a boy band from the 90s. Everyone, turn up your radios. Yeah. Baby, when the lights
go out, I need a thick with big hips. That's just my motivation. Yeah. No more game preparation. This is pimperation. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, every
father's daughter, Forever 21, this is Storm. How can I help you?
Hey, Storm. It's Roy from over at the FYE. Hey, we got a delivery for your store.
Oh, really?
Earlier. Yeah, it's the darndest thing. I like some cute shirts and stuff.
Oh, sure. Just one second.
What are you doing?
FYE got a shipment of ours.
FYE?
Yes.
Can they bring it down?
Is it possible for you to bring it down?
Oh, no, we're not giving it back. We've been selling it. Or not selling it. Like, whenever someone buys a cassette tape or a record, we've been giving out shirts for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you got a shipment of ours?
Yeah. It has your it says Forever 21 on it, and it has your store number and all that stuff. And I guess the delivery UPS or whatever, they just brought it here by mistake.
Oh, sure. Just one second.
But we're just...
Hi, this is Diana.
Oh, hey, Diana. Who are you? Are you the manager or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just letting her know that we got a shipment of yours. The delivery people brought over... It's like a box of shirts and stuff.
Okay. I'll go over there and grab it.
Oh, no. Nope. I'm just letting you know what happened.
Okay. Did they take it back with them?
Oh, no, we took it. We went ahead and signed for it, and we've been giving away shirts with the purchase of $10 in cassette tapes.
Excuse me?
Or more. It's like a giveaway we're doing. Like, when they buy at least $10 worth of cassette tapes,
Which means they have to buy two of them because cassette tapes are $9.99. Then we give out a free shirt, a free cute shirt.
Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying I'm just letting you know what happened to your shirts because I didn't want you to be confused about why they're not there.
Okay, thank you.
Because, you know, we're giving them away with the purchase of any cassette or VHS tape.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what's with the attitude? All right, that didn't go well. Aw, she picked back up. I thought we were gonna get to be somebody. Darn it. Bye, Alex. Have a nice day. Have a nice sleep. Alex is going to be listening as he sleeps. So every once in a while, what I should do is I should turn down the volume on everything. So he has to turn up his volume way up. And then later, when I'm pretty sure he's sleeping, I can like crank it up and scare the crap out of him. Give him some nightmares. That's what I'll do. All right, we've got an FYE here. I hear they sell cassette tapes. Quick chat room, what am I doing with FYE? Just tell me. Just tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. Yeah, but that's an accident, Mr. Biggs. I didn't mean to do it. Clap your hands at him. Oh, clap your hands at Alex. Yeah. Okay, totally not a scammer, has just a foolproof comedy gold idea here for FYE.
Thanks for calling FYE. How may I help you?
Hey there, I needed to find out, do you have the new Kids on the Block record?
The vinyl or like the CD?
The what? The you know, the record.
Like for the vinyl, right?
Yeah, the one that's got Hangin' Tough on it.
Let me check. Yes, the Christmas one.
Oh, wow. I was just kidding. This is Carl from the corporate office with FYE.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Is it really busy there?
It's like steady.
Okay. Carol from HR's, she's in my office. I'm going to pass the phone over to her. She had a question for you.
Okay.
Who is this again, by the way? I'm sorry.
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. Okay, great. I'm going to hand the phone over to Carol. Here you go, Carol.
Okay.
Hello, Rebecca?
Hi.
Hey, what you doing?
I just got done ringing the customer.
Oh, cool. Cool. What you thinking about?
Not much.
Specifically, what you thinking about?
Nothing.
Well, you got to be thinking about something.
No, not really.
Oh, come on. Are you thinking about your kitty cat or, I don't know, your kids?
No.
You're not thinking about your kids? Like, wow.
Oh, no, I don't have any kids.
Oh, what about your cat or your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one? What you whispering about? Rebecca? Rebecca?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ken. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Ken. What happened to Rebecca?
She has a customer. Who's this?
What are you guys whispering about?
She had a customer. She was handing me the phone.
Oh, it was a lot of whispering just to be handing over the phone.
Who am I talking to?
This is Carol from the corporate office with FYE.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Pretty good. What you doing?
Working. It's Black Friday. Did you have a question for me, Carol? Because I got a lot of customers.
Don't be racist. Don't be racist. Okay. Not cool.
Okay, Carol.
Not cool. It's 2018.
Can I help you with anything?
I'm going to need you to roar like a bear. Go roar, you know.
Right. Teen Wolf Jesus ruined it. That was his idea. How am I going to know if Jag's up? Like, do I have Jag on Skype? last seen days ago. Just days ago. That's what it says. I'm going to say, hey, fuckface. He better be here, because I don't know what to do if he's not here. I hate to ruin the whole, full 24 hours thing. But I don't think I've got it in me to go past 7. I'm sure he'll be here. I don't know why I think he's not going to be here. Someone else, the other day, they were like, yeah, Jag's a big flake. He's not gonna be here. Okay, Alex wants me to constantly switch between Carol and me so he can have nice dreams. Alex is going to be roaring like a bear in his sleep. Marital abuse simulator, come on. Okay, GameStop. They generally don't fall for stuff. But after GameStop, we've got a GNC. And you know how much Carrot Top loves the GNCs. He likes to just rip the tops off of the supplements and pour the whole bottle into his mouth because it's funny looking.
Thank you for calling GameStop, where you can get the hottest new video games, consoles, and collectibles for less. You can save money on
until we go out of business forever next year.
When you trade in your old games, accessories.
That's my prediction, by the way.
Only
I give GameStop a year.
One now to speak to an associate at the store or check out our current trade deals.
All store associates are currently busy assisting other customers. Please try back again in
Thank you for calling GameStop, where you can get the hottest new video games, consoles, and collectibles for less.
GameStop probably didn't even open today. Why bother?
All store associates are currently busy assisting other...
Steam is killing our business model. Fuck it. Sleep in, everyone. It's cool. What are they going to do? Fire us?
Thank you for calling New GNC. Zine, speaking of you.
Hey, Ian. This is Carol. I'm the manager for Carrot Top, you know, the actor and the comedian.
Yes.
He's going to be coming into your store here in a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Yep, and I don't know, is it busy in there today?
Not right at the moment.
Yeah, what'd you expect? It's Black Friday. Do you have, like, lots of Black Friday deals at GNC?
Yeah, so we have, like, if you buy a protein that's $39.99 and above.
I'm doing the jacket-off symbol.
The shaker cup would be free.
Oh, okay. Cool. Woo-hoo. Anyway, so, like, Carrot Top's going to be in there. There's going to be a lot of people coming with him, though. Like, there's going to be, like, a bunch of cameramen and TMZ. There's going to be a bouncer. The bouncer, he's going to stand at your door and card people. And there's backup dancers, and Carrot Top's going to bring a big mallet hammer thing, and watermelons. He's going to, like, smash watermelons in your store. He's got a big tree stump he's going to do it on.
Okay.
And he's probably going to want to go in the back room. He's going to be, like, throwing open bottles of supplements and, like, just pouring them in his mouth.
I would have to talk to my, my regional manager about that.
Oh, is he there?
No, not at the moment, but I can get in touch with him within, 30 seconds.
He's going to be there, and, like, we're pulling into the mall parking lot now, so he's going to be on his way up in just a minute. And he's probably going to want to come behind the counter. He's going to run the register. But, like he's like a little kid. Like, he's just going to hit buttons and stuff. He's just going to go crazy in the register and hope for the best.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, like, if people buy stuff, he's just going to give them a bunch of free stuff with whatever they buy.
That can't happen.
He's going to be like, don't you need this? Don't you need this?
Yeah, so I don't think we can do that.
No, it's cool. It's Carrot Top. He'll pay for it. He pays for everything.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
My regional manager, everything.
And, do you have any tarp?
A what?
Tarp. You know, like, big sheets of plastic.
No, we don't.
Okay, because when he smashes that watermelon, it's gonna go all over.
Okay.
You know, it's just gonna cover every surface in there. Like, I hope you have a poncho.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yep. It's gonna be crazy in there for a little while. There's gonna be at least 30 people in there, just his entourage.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome.
There's going to be backup dancers.
Cool.
Do you have any customers in the store right now?
Not at the moment.
Imagine that. Like, how many would you say you've had all day? Like three?
A few, but...
Four?
Yeah.
Four.
No more than that.
Wow. I'm just kidding. Wow. Oh, man.
All right.
Okay. All right, well, it looks like we're here. We're in the parking lot, so we'll see you in a minute. We're coming up.
All right, cool.
Here we come. You want me to stay on the phone with you while we walk up the stairs? Or not the stairs, but, you know, the in the door? I'm used to, like, walls having stairs. That's weird.
No, that's okay. I'm just going to give my regional heads up right now.
Oh, you want me to call him? What's his number? I'll put him on the three-way.
Yeah, let me give you a call back. 1 second.
Well, I mean, if you give me his number, I'll call him and put him on the phone with us.
No, it's okay.
Be like a menage a trois.
I'll give you a call back.
Okay, yeah, it's on your call already. The out-of-state number. Oh, well, I don't think he was...
I don't think he was completely buying it. I don't think I've ever stepped into a GNC before. It's just one of those stores that you see all the time. We've got a Gymboree. Didn't they go out of business? Or wait, no, I'm thinking of Kids R Us or whatever. Is that the same thing? It's like a kids' clothing store, right? I don't know. I can't keep up with all this mall stuff. Anyway, yeah, let's call Gymboree. What am I going to say to Gymboree? Quick, everyone. What do I say to Gymboree? I'm sorry, Stinkfinger. I didn't mean to insult GNC. I'm sure it's a very nice place. Hey, could everyone click on the heart button? Because I know somebody's going to get really excited when we hit 2,000. It's going to be a big celebration when we hit 2,000. So quick, everyone hit the heart button in the Mixler. Hit that heart button. I'll hit it too. Oh, hey, JagTV replied to me. He said, hey, Donkey Dick. Oh my God. 1993, 95, 2001. Woohoo! Gotta hit the clap. That's the Black Friday clap. All right, okay, so yeah, fuck the hearts. Stop it now. Gymboree. We're calling Gymboree. Here we go. Calling up that Gymboree. I wish we had a map. I wish I knew what was across from Gymboree. Oh, wait, I do.
Thank you for calling Gymboree. This is Shauna. How can I help you?
Hey, Shauna. This is
Carol from the Victoria's Secret across from you. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I noticed you keep looking over here. You're like, you just keep looking at me.
What?
Like you just keep looking. Like, you know, we're right across the hall from you, and you just keep looking over here. You're just looking at me all day.
I don't understand.
You keep looking at me. Like, you're always just over here. You're just looking at me. You've been looking at me all day. Like, all morning. Like, you just keep looking. Why are you looking at me? What are you looking at?
That didn't work out. Well, you know, Alex wanted me to switch back and forth with the voice. Yeah, I forgot. I've got this 3D map here, so I know where everything's located. It's on a different page. I forgot. So Jag, apparently, is going to be here in 30 minutes. So woohoo! If you want to call in, Jag, just Skype me if you want to. Like, I don't know. Like, you could do a call or two or something. I thought people were going to call the phone line and say hi to me, but nobody called in. What the hell? Oh, wait. Yes, this is perfect. Okay. I see where GameStop is, and they're right across the hall from this jeweler's place. JagTV is going to be doing 2 hours with you.
Thank you for calling Hanoush Jewelers. Sorry that we missed your call, but it is very important to us, so please leave.
They doxed themselves. All right, so that place isn't answering either. I was going to see if they could tell me if Hot Topic, GameStop, was open today. Have them walk the phone over. Do the customer survey from another store's phone. That'd be great. All right, here we go. A place called Hollister. Wait, did I just call this place? I think I just fell asleep. I think that's what happened.
Hello, Star Robin Wall. This is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. This is Roy over at K Jewelers.
Oh, hi.
You know, two doors down?
Yep.
Hey, can you guys just maybe kind of shut the fuck up? We can hear you all the way over here.
What do you mean?
You're just being so loud, and you're just, like, talking and laughing and talking loud to the customers. It's crazy. I mean, just, like, can you guys just please maybe just sort of shut the fuck up?
We're not really that loud.
You're
pretty
loud.
Busy with customers.
Like, you're yelling at me right now on the phone. Like, I don't even have the phone. I don't have the phone up to my ear. I can just hear you, like, out the door.
Oh, really?
It's like maybe
you
it's just
talk to the store manager?
Weird acoustics or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, here, I'll get the store manager.
Yeah, if
for
you guys.
Roy.
Yeah, okay. It sounds great. Wow, there's a store in here called Dollar and Things. Dollar letter N Things. Let's go to the Dollar and Things. Yeah, this is boring. I should just move on. I've only got 20 minutes, so got to make it count, you know.
Thank you for calling Hot Topic. This is Jill. How can I help you?
Hey, Jill. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
This is Kevin from, over at Forever 21.
Uh-huh.
And do you think you guys could just maybe quieten down a little bit? You're being really loud.
What?
You're being so loud over there. Like, it's really loud.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I hate to call and ask this. It's just you guys are being so loud. Like, you especially.
Okay. I'm going to hang up now.
Why?
Because she knows it's true. Oh, man. Okay. Instant jewelry repair. That sounds boring. I'm not calling that one. We've got a Journeys. Let's see what Journeys is by. I really want someone to take me seriously. Wait, there's Journeys Kids. Kids with a Z. Journeys Kids. Okay, I'm going to say I'm with Journeys Kids. Well, no, they're going to know everyone, though, right? I'm with Journeys Kids. I'm calling Journeys. Why? Why am I doing that? Quick, someone. That's as far as I've gotten with this idea. I'm calling the Journeys from Journeys Kids. Shout out to Justin. Am I pronouncing it right, Mr. Biggs? Is it Justin or is it Justin?
Journeys in the mall. This is Tabby.
Hey, Abby. What are you doing?
It's Tabby.
Tabby. It's Roy from over at the Journeys Kids.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey, what you doing?
I am ringing out a customer.
Cool. Is it pretty busy over there?
It's decent.
Hey, Tabby. I'm going to put Carol on.
Hey, Tabby. It's Carol.
Hi.
Hey, what you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey,
I'm gonna put Kelsey on so I can finish with my customer.
Okay, wait. Tabby.
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Kelsey, it's Carol from Journeys Kids.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up.
It's Carol from Journeys Kids down the hall.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, what are you doing?
We're a little busy.
You guys are being really loud over there. Like me and Spencer's Gifts and Zale Jewelers, we can all hear you. Like you guys are just yelling.
Really?
Yeah, you guys are yelling loud.
Well, we're fun here. What do you want us to do? We're always loud.
Well, I want you to shut the fuck up. Because you know, it's like early in the morning. You guys are being loud. I don't appreciate it. Just shut the fuck up.
Are you talking about Journeys Kids? Or are you talking about Journeys?
I'm in Journeys Kids. I'm an employee. This is Carol. It's Carol.
Do I know Carol?
Yeah, I'm Black Friday help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you...
Are you in the store right now?
You and Tabby are being so loud. Just shut the fuck up, please.
Okay, will do. Is Shannon there?
Yeah, but she's with the customer.
Okay. Are you in your store right now?
Yeah. I'm over here at the Journey's Kids, and I can hear you from all the way over here right now, like on the phone. I don't have the phone up to my ear. I can just hear you because you're yelling so loud.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try to fix that for you, but I'll call Shannon in a little bit to tell her.
Tell her what? Like that you shut the fuck up?
Okay. I'm going to call Shannon.
For what? So you can yell at her? So you can just yell. Just yell down the hall. Just be
okay,
like, Shannon!
We'll be in touch, okay?
For what? For what reason? Just shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
Hello?
Hey, Tabby.
Who is this?
Tabby, it's Carol.
Who's Carol?
Shannon hired me for Black Friday help. Look, you don't have to yell so loud at your customers. They're not deaf.
What?
Just stop yelling.
I can't even hear you.
That's because you're yelling too loud. You're always yelling. Just be quiet. Shut the fuck up.
I'm actually not yelling.
You just yelled at me. You just yelled that. You're like, I'm actually not yelling. Ugh. Oh, what is she in the background tattling on me? Because I can see Shannon on the phone.
Are you in the store?
Yeah, I work here. I'm Black Friday help.
Okay, well, who is this?
This is Carol. Look, why are you making a big deal out of this? Just shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm busy and have customers, so if you're in your store, you should probably be doing the same thing.
Well, I'm trying to, but I can't concentrate because you're just yelling all day. You're just yelling.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone.
Okay, you going to go yell some more?
Is Shannon there?
Yeah. What's her face is on the phone with her, apparently.
Can I talk to her?
No, she's on the phone talking to that bitch of a coworker of yours.
I mean, she's not on the phone because none of my coworkers are on the phone.
Yeah.
So can I talk to Shannon?
Whatever. No, Shannon's with the customer. And you can stop yelling at me. Quit yelling at me. You're just, like, yelling. Just stop yelling. You know, I'll be honest, I'm a little hungover.
Okay, well, then you can go back to work and be hungover. Drink some water. I'm going to go back to work myself.
Okay, yeah, just keep your voice down, please. That went on way longer than it should have. I don't know why. Hey, look, here's the number to Journey's Kids. It's alphabetical.
Thank you for calling Journeys. This is Amber.
Hey, Amber. It's Tabby from over at the other Journeys.
Oh, this is Tabby?
Yeah. What you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm actually looking at Tabby right now.
Fuck. What's she doing over there? Did she run? Holy crap. Like, she must have sprinted over there.
Can I just hang up? Is there anything I can help you with today?
Is Shannon around?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that?
Is Shannon around? Stop yelling at me.
Shannon Brown's yelling at me.
No, I said, is Shannon around? Where's Shannon? Is Shannon there? Put Shannon on the phone.
I believe that you actually have the wrong store.
No, I'm calling Journey's Kids. They're at the mall.
I apologize. This is not Journey's Kids.
What? Really? Oh, shit. Oh, crap. Oh, it's the same phone number. I see. That's weird, isn't it?
All right. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Why does Journey's kids not have their own phone number?
They both have the same phone number. Like, what? They're like down the hall from each other and across the hall on different sides of the mall, but they have the same phone number. Well, that's fun, at least. All right, quick, everyone. What am I doing? What's happening next? We've got a Kay's Jewelers. We've got a Lynn's Crafters. Oh, isn't that cute? Their logo is a picture of an eye and then a picture of a heart. And then in big block letters, LC. I love Lynn's Crafters.
Thank you for calling Vision Associates. Sorry we missed your call.
Oh, man.
If you just leave us a brief message, your name and your number, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the K Jewelers. We celebrate life and express love. How may I help you?
Hey there. This is Roy from the mall office.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, did anyone stop by yet and let you know about the prank calls we've been getting here at the mall?
I'm not sure. I can double check, but I haven't received any word from anybody yet, no.
Oh, okay, that's good. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, we just got this call from Carrot Top's manager, and he's going to be coming in the store, in your store there in a little bit. He's going to buy some jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, like, it's going to be, you know who Carrot Top is, right?
I don't know. I don't know if Karen, I mean, I don't know if Catherine does.
Oh, like can you ask her?
Sure. Hold on one second.
Okay. Oh, man, don't put me in hold.
Hi, this is Tara speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Tara. It's Roy from the mall office.
Uh-huh. How are you?
Pretty good. So just so you know, Carrot Top's getting ready to come into the store. Like
sorry, what was that?
Carrot Top, the actor and comedian. He's down, he's in the mall parking lot right now. They're getting ready to come into the store.
Into our store?
Yeah, there's going to be about 30 of them. There's going to be Carrot Top, there's going to be cameramen, TMZ's following behind, there's the band manager and the backup dancers, and
okay.
There's going to be a bouncer at the door. He's going to be bringing in a bunch of props and suitcases and stuff.
Okay.
And, I mean, he's going to buy some things while he's in there.
Oh, okay. But, fantastic.
Yeah, but you know, he acts pretty crazy. He's going to be all over the place. He'll be jumping over the counter and stuff.
Well, he can't be jumping on the cases themselves because they'll shatter.
Yeah, he might. But he's Carrot Top. You know, he's like an international superstar, so he just does what he wants.
I've never heard of him, but I'm going to try and keep him in line because we can't have him breaking the cases.
He's the guy with the big red afro.
Okay.
on TV, you know, Carrot Top. Like, look him up. On your phone, Carrot Top.
Okay, I'll look him up.
He does, like, funny prop comedy with rubber chickens and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrot Top.
Yeah.
That guy.
Okay, then. So he'll be in here in a little bit?
Yeah. They're in the mall parking lot right now. They're getting everything ready. Like, they got to get all the cameras ready, and they're going to come in with cameras. And TMZ is going to be there.
Cool.
And, you know, he's going to have, like, supermodels and bikinis, like, on each arm and stuff.
Okay.
But sometimes he'll try and hit on you and make out and stuff.
With the woman. Yeah. And what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy Zerbell from the mall office.
Hang on. Yeah.
I didn't mean to do the robot voice. I could hear her in the background. She's like, it's a woman. I think the male-female thing confused somebody. So 6 minutes, everyone. Just 6 minutes. Fight Santa for Santa's throne? Oh, man. Is there a way for me to call Santa? That would be great. Probably not. I don't know. But if they have a mall Santa, let's yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for calling Payless. This is Trang. How can I help you?
Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa. I'm the mall Santa here in the mall.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Can you hang on 1 second, please?
What are you doing? Where are you going? You need to fix that phone. Hello? Hello? Hello, 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 hello.
I need a better Santa voice. Hello, hello.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Claus from the... I'm in the mall here. I'm the mall Santa. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I saw you walk by earlier, baby. And, you know, did you see me winking at you?
How can I help you today?
Do you want to... I was wondering, do you want to come over here? Maybe, you know, sit on my lap. Man, that buzzing is out of control. What the fuck is that? I think I sound more satanic now. Like, there's a weird thing on my voice. All right, how about Pink? Victoria's Secret is apparently called Pink
now. Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. Please wait while I transfer your call.
And after this, the show... Oh, hello?
Hello?
Ho, 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 it's Santa Claus. I'm the mall Santa here in the mall at the Auburn Mall. Oh, fuck. Let's try one more. Hey, here's the number to the children's play area. What could go wrong? Oh no, that one's no good. Sunglasses Hut, nah. Talkin' Fix, nah. Hey, there's a Tacos Mexico. I thought that was just some weird thing at one place. Hey, here's another Victoria's Secret.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. Please wait while I transfer your call.
I bet you this is the same one.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret.
Hey there, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, it's Santa. I'm the Santa Claus in the mall here.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Who's this? What's your name, little girl?
Why does it matter? Why do you want
to
know my name?
Well, it's just that, you know, I saw you walking over to your store earlier, and you walked by my throne, and, you know, you're looking at me. And
how do you know that I walked by you if you don't know who I am?
Because I know what I just based on what you look like, I think I know what you sound like too. But I winked at you. Did you see me wink at you?
Yeah. You're starting a whole lot there. I don't think you know who I am.
Oh no, really, I totally do. You want to come over and get your picture taken with me?
Can I help you with anything today? Do you need anything and have any questions?
Do you want to come over and get your picture taken with me?
No, thank you.
Why not? Please?
Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, you can help me, you know, maybe come over and get a picture.
Yeah, of course. I have to let you go. Bye.
Come on. All right, one more. Just one more. She makes my nose glow. Okay. Oh, poor Jack. I'm taking his time. Like, okay, I can't do this. I don't think they're going to answer anyway. I'm sorry, Jag.
Thank you for calling the Sales of Diamond Store. This is Josie. How can I help you?
Hey, Josie. This is Santa here at the mall. The mall Santa here, you know, here in the mall.
Hey, Santa.
Hey, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, you want to come over here, like, real quick and, you know, maybe get a picture with me? Sit on my lap?
I'm pretty busy with that right now, but maybe I'll swing by later.
Okay, but, you know, maybe you could just come over here and tell me what you want, you know, whisper in my ear.
I'm pretty busy doing that, so I'm going to go and run my sales floor now.
Doing what? You keep saying doing that. What are you doing?
I'm running my business. Have a great day.
Come on, baby.
All right, so I'm stealing Jag's time here. It's time to end the show. I shouldn't have cut it to the last minute. But yeah, anyway, stay on the stream. Jag TV is next. It's going to be lots of fun. And yeah, he'll start here in just a second. Thanks for listening, everyone. I had fun. I'm going to go to bed. It was great fun.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain?
Captain Kirk. Brad, Will here again.
Hey,
Will. I
just
want to say I'm watching The Art of Phone Larking live right now, and I love your backdrop that you got on your green screen with like the sink and the curtains and the yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Well,
that was Carol. Carol was just hanging out in the kitchen. What do you mean green screen? You're talking crazy.
Other than that, can't wait for episode 513, I think. Is that the right one?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
You know.
Bye, Brad.
Bye. Yeah, looks like you're correct. It's episode 513. I hope it was everything you imagined, even though you probably already heard all of the calls, so it probably sucked for you. Sorry.
Hey, Brad. It's Probit.
Hey.
I was just calling to see if you had a great Thanksgiving. I had a terrible one.
Oh.
All right. I love the show.
Okay.
You know, bye.
Thanks for bumming us all out. You should have told us why you had a bad Thanksgiving. I had a good Thanksgiving. I didn't really do anything on Thanksgiving. I think I put a show out on Thanksgiving, didn't I? That's how much of a life I have. I did my Thanksgiving, several days earlier. Yeah, Thanksgiving was my metal detecting club day. So, yeah, I had a great Thanksgiving. I went in people's yards with my metal detector and I dug holes. Me and the whole club called people to tell them about it while they were in the middle of their Thanksgiving dinners.
Hey, Brad, Top Brando.
Hey.
I know this might be a long shot, but I'm trying to remember the name of a nerdcore group. You played a song on one of your shows at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was two guys. They had a song about Cleveland. They had a song about basketball. I think they had a song called 2400 Inch Rims.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember.
Hmm.
Let me know.
Who has a song about Cleveland and 2400 Inch Rims? Anybody know? Because that doesn't sound familiar to me. Quick, someone figure it out. Also, I'm still wondering who does that one song that somebody brought up a few episodes ago about Jordy LaForge always getting shit on. I really want to hear that song again. I feel like it's gone forever. I mean, it's somewhere out there. It's got to be in the phone show archives, but I want the MP3 of that again.
Brad. All right, Brad, I noticed that the local, your local safety, I could head up just there and get your calculator. Oh, you know what, my calculator? Right, I'll go to the store and I'll ask the clerk to see, a pair of writing slippers. Would you be interested in that? Or if you want, I'll go up to, I could buy the whole store for you. Bye.
All right, bye. I didn't understand a single word of that except for my name. Something about a grocery store, maybe? And a calculator? I caught the word calculator.
Hey, Brad. This is Zero Cool.
Hey, Zero Cool.
I just wanted to say, to give you an idea, possibly.
Did you just want to say, woo?
Helicopter prank with yourself and Carlito, except for a little bit of twist this time.
All right, let's hear it.
Start off in a helicopter, and then through a series of unfortunate events, you could spiral down with the, whoop, whoop, whoop sound effect, and then you'd break into an elevator shaft.
Yeah.
On top of a, building.
Of course.
And through another series of unfortunate events, you'd break down into a bathroom.
Yeah.
And then you need to have them, of course, find.
Like a Rube Goldberg thing.
I thought that'd be a cool, little journey. Cool idea. So, other than that, have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Zero Cool. Let's do it, Carlito. Let's do some more helicopter calls.
All right, you fuckwits. I'm calling from Telecom Australia in Australia, and we are reporting significant fraud coming from your members. Yes, and if you can call us back at +612.
No. That's okay. Let them troll. They're just having
fun.
Hey,
Brad, it's Gloria. So I actually just got a little bit of trouble doing the call today. I called up a homeowners directory, and I told everyone that the homeowners party, like the party that the entire neighborhood has for Christmas, was canceled because the midget mariachi band that they had hired went on strike outside of the homeowners building. So pretty funny. The homeowners guy called me and was like, "Listen, you need to stop this because people really think the party's canceled. They think that the midgets are on strike. We've even hired midgets." He's like, "I'm going to call the cops on you if you don't stop."
Well, maybe they should hire midgets.
Okay.
What do they have against midgets?
But it's pretty funny. I got the whole neighborhood to turn on a bunch of random midget bands. But yeah, man.
Take that, midget bands.
See how you're doing. Say hi, because I miss being on the show, and I miss talking to you all the time. So hopefully you have not forgotten about me. Okay.
We used to talk all the time, didn't we? I want to hear these alleged homeowner calls with midgets. Where are they at? I guess that's going to do it for today's show. Hope you all enjoyed it, even though you've probably already heard it since it's been on the Mixlr show reel for several days now. But at least if you listened to it twice, it was shorter the second time around, right? And I think that the important takeaway from all of this is that I definitely need to do more Mall Santa calls. I need to call up stores as the Mall Santa and, I don't know, make a bunch of unnecessary demands because, you know what, I'm fucking Santa Claus. I could call some places in the food court and just say, hey, bring me some food. I'm fucking Santa. What, do you hate Christmas? Bring me some goddamn tandoori chicken, lady. In fact, I have an email here from Zombie Powder. I haven't opened it up yet, and I'm doing that right now. It's from the guy that put out the idea in the chat room during the live show about Carrot Top challenging Mall Santa for Santa's throne, or call every store at a mall posing as either Santa or Carrot Top's manager. Take bets on who will win the fight. Oh, that could be fun. Have Carrot Top come into the mall and just beat the crap out of Santa. Is that what you're saying? So, yeah, I will add that idea to my list. Mr. Zombie, whatever your name was. Wow, I've already lost the email. Oops. Stupid email. Thank you, DeLorean Jackson, Matt Z, Pat D, Jason B, and the Real Crazy Kraz for supporting the show today. If you'd like to help keep this show going, the place to go to is patreon.com/phonelosers. Thank you, everybody that's been doing that for years now. I really appreciate it. I'm going to end today's show with a song about 2100-inch rims and Cleveland and basketball. Here it is.
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. This is bell control to lineman Bob. You've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole. And there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a phone pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is unavailable.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
Though I've fixed 100,000 lines, I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo, 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong, can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole? Far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
Operation Deck Fish Layer.